Right, we're back. Episode 95, after my little Sir John doing the Land's End to John O'Groats with my brother last year. I can't believe that's been 11 months since I've actually sat down and done a podcast. A lot of people have been asking me what's going on with regards to the podcast. I thought, well, listen, I'm going, I know I say this and I've said it too many times, that I'm going to make a pretty good go of this. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and get these out one a week and just see how many we can do. So let's get started, shall we? As I say, episode 95, the last one we did on the purely mortgage side of things was nearly 11 months ago, and a lot of stuff has happened. If you're a regular listener, you will remember my issues with regards to Gardiner Street. I'm pleased to say last week, that's to say February the 24th, I think, I put the blinds up in the kitchen and the tenants are now in, and they are, I will whisper this, unbelievably paying £1,200. I can't quite believe it. The people who left nearly 2 years ago were paying £600. And I thought I was doing okay. The market, as far as the rental is concerned, is £1,200. And that's the market rate. I mean, I'm utterly astonished. £1,200. Listen, we've spent the best part of £25,000 on the property. So it's looking absolutely drop dead. But it's unfurnished. And we're renting it out to, I think it's a pilot, and also his girlfriend. And they're quite happy to pay £1,200. It seems to me absolutely bonkers. But if that's market rate, that's market rate. And I guess landlords, you know, if you're listening to this, you're probably a landlord. And we're just getting battered left, right and centre with regards to costs. So it's good that if you have got a property in a decent location, then, you know, you can make some decent coin. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the tax aspects in terms of that on a later show. But this show, what I'm going to do is just trying to get my feet underneath the desk again, talk about really three topics that are really, I think, important. Well, one's important. The other one, you know, gets up my goat. And the other one, well, we'll give you an update in terms of the office and also what's happening on the family side. Listen, let's start, first of all, current rates. 11 months ago, it was pretty tumultuous in terms of rates, and they have started to recede. Certainly, the talk very much is that rates are going to come down through 2024 and into 2025. And I think the pundits are actually saying that in 2025, the expectation a wee while ago that was base rate was going to start with a 3. I think we're still a long way off of that, to tell you the truth. And certainly with rates last week going back up again, the SONIA swaps had been quite volatile over the last couple of weeks. And after probably about 6 to 8 months of rates slowly creeping down, they've jagged back up slightly. So I think a lot of the pundits are saying base probably 3.75, with the first rate drop probably going to be, they were hoping it was going to be before the summer. They're now, some of the pundits are saying that that's kicked over now into September. It is very much incredibly difficult to know what's happening in terms of rates. We're talking to a lot of clients at the moment who are speaking to us about 2 and 5 years. Do we go 2 years or do we go 5 years? I think the main issue is that as soon as you go on to a 2-year deal, you are paying much more than you would do in terms of a 5-year deal. So from the get-go, you are already behind a 5-year deal and losing money. which ultimately means that if you take a two-year deal, you have to be absolutely rock solid of the opinion that rates are going to come down, and rates have to come down quite quickly so that when you put your head above the parapet in 2 years' time, that rates are not only better than that five-year rate that you could have got 2 years previously, but they have to be significantly lower than that, because you are already behind over a 24-month period, and you need to not only catch up, so you need to make sure that that rate that you get in 2 years' time is better than the five-year rate, but significantly better, because not only do you have to catch up on the money that you've lost, but you also have to do better over the next 2 years or 5 years. It's a very, very difficult decision to make, I have to say. And I think a lot of clients are still looking at five-year deals. I think it very much, so my view is, it very much depends on what the variance between a two-year deal and a five-year deal is. So I've got some rates in front of me. We'll talk first of all about purchases, then remortgages. These are on resi stuff, and then we'll talk about the buy-to-let. So on the resi, what we're looking at here is a purchase. You're borrowing 250 grand over a 25-year term. And remember, it's a repayment mortgage. So 2-year deal, 90% HSBC, you're getting that at 5.29%. You're paying a tickle over £1,500. The total cost over a 2-year period is £35,863. The equivalent 5-year deal at 90% with Virgin Money comes in at 4.67. But here's the kicker. The cost over that 2-year period, the equivalent 2-year period for that 5-year rate, is £33,731. So you are the best part of £2,132. That's £2,132 better off in taking a 90% 5-year deal with Virgin. Are you going to be able to catch up in that 2-year period? And that's the crux. That's the thing that you need to be concerned about. That deal with HSBC at 90% on a 2-year deal is 5.29, and the Virgin Money deal, the 5-year deal at 90%, is 4.67. So there's a variance there of 0.58, nearly 0.5%. So rates have to drop by 0.5% and some in order for you to have made the right decision, i.e. to have gone for a 2-year deal. It's very, very tricky. And that's why I'm saying that the difference between the 2 and the 5-year deals, if that differential is quite close, then I think it might be something that you might be interested in. But again, only if your view is very much that rates are coming down, because rates have to come down in order for you to have made the right decision. Let's talk on other rates here. There's 80%. The best rate at the moment is 4.93. You're paying £1,449 in terms of a 2-year deal there. And then if you've got 30% and a 70% loan to value, Barclays are coming in at 4.6. The 5-year deals, 90%, as I say, is it with Virgin Money, 4.67. Then you've got an 80% deal with Halifax at 4.46, and another Halifax deal at 4.46. That's the best at 30% of a deposit, 70% loan to value. So those are the rates on repayment mortgages in terms of purchases. So you can get a 5-year deal at sort of round about 4.5%, and the 2-year deals are probably dependent upon how much of a deposit you've got. You're starting at 4.6 and you're potentially going as high as 5.29. A lot of these don't have any arrangement fees, or very little on arrangement fees. In terms of the remortgage side of things, it's pretty much eeksy-peeksy, I have to say. On 2-year deals, you've got a Skipton deal there at 90%, 4.47. 5.47, the Cumbernauld Building Society at 80%, 4.78. These are for two-year deals, so you're looking at, for 70% deal with Halifax, 4.63. So it's 4.63 through 5.47. And then in five-year deals, again, you're talking a lot cheaper, 4.28 for a 70% deal, 4.29 for an 80% deal, and a 90% deal is 4.54. So big, big differentials there. In terms of the remortgage, the differential of costings between a 90% deal at 2 years and a 90% at 5 years, your five-year deal over the first 2 years is going to cost you $34,841. For a two-year deal, $37,253. So again, that's a big, big differential of, you know, nearly $2,500. So it's a lot to think about in terms of 2 and 5 year deals. Let's have a quick squint at purchases, buy-to-lets, individual deals. Again, Birmingham Midshires are probably looking at the best. They've got some good rates at the moment, 5.16. This is for borrowing £75,000. So you're buying a property at £100,000. Birmingham Midshires, 5.16. For a five-year deal, 4.53. So again, quite a differential there between what you're getting for a two-year deal and a five-year deal in terms of individual buy-to-lets. On the corporate side, on the limited company, Kensington, who have had some terrible rates up until recently, but they've come out with a good one there. Best two-year deal on the market, 6.59%, and they're TMW have got the best five-year deal at 5.49%. So your deal at 5.49%, borrowing £75,000, you're talking you're paying £343. And for a two-year deal with Kensington at 6.59%, borrowing £75,000, you're £411. So at the limited company side of things, it's still tight. You've really got to make sure that your place is in tip-top condition so that you're going to be able to get a decent enough rental, because I don't know where these rates are going to go. I'm hoping the rates are going to start to come down, in which case that's going to be great for everybody. But as I say, we've got an election coming up. We've got the war in Russia. We've got the Middle East crisis. All these things are driving into inflation, and I just honestly don't see there being much calm in terms of the current rates. So that's current rates. Had a little bit on that. Let's talk letting agents, shall we? They are the absolute bane of my life, I have to say, at the moment. And I'm mainly talking here about the letting agent that I had in my property down in Campbelltown in Glenbar. So the agent is probably the only agent down there, and I've just had one hell of a time. The agent does not appear to be able to employ any decent tradesmen, and those tradesmen, just the quality and standard of the work, it leaves a lot to be desired. And of course, I'm 2.5 hours up the road, and I can't just jump in the car, and I've really got to trust that these works are getting carried out. And I've been so scunnered, I have to say, so scunnered, that I was on the verge of sacking the agent, and they beat me to it. They turned around and they said that they didn't want to deal with the property. And I can understand why, because I think there were a number of things that needed to get done to the property. And I think the letting agent just couldn't get any decent tradesman in order to do the work. But that's only half the story. This particular agent had not sent to me any statements Now, the agent that I use in Glasgow sends me statements every month, so you know what's going in to the account and what the deductions are. This agent here had statements that were sent out on an annual basis, and that was only after I had to prod them to send it out to me. So obviously I knew how much they were taking off in terms of their fee, and then I had to second guess. Now, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? But they would tell me what works were getting done, so I knew what was going to be coming off, but there was never any statements. So there could be works done in May, there could be works done in June, etc. And all I wanted was statements. I mean, it's not much to ask, for goodness sake. And that, in addition to just feeling as if I was getting my pants pulled down and getting, I won't use the word, but just every time I felt, you know what, how can it be so expensive to sort out some sewage? So we've got a septic tank down there. Issue happens in November. Septic tank, there's a problem with the septic tank, so we need to get it cleared. Apparently, it's a fairly straightforward job. I end up speaking to the guy last week. I get charged £522. I mean, it just beggars belief. We got an electrician out in between Christmas and New Year to sort out some faults, £400. And then to cap it all off, I got some work done to the roof, and that's £250, and you don't know what is getting done. And then we got some work done to a Velux window, £420. I'm just, no, what gets me, okay, is the lack of transparency, okay? And that's my big bugbear with a lot of agents, is there is a lack of transparency as to exactly what has required to be done and also how much it's actually costing. I just tell me how much it's going to cost and what you're going to do, and tell me by way of a statement of account what that is. And I'm fine, happy with that. It's this second guessing as to whether or not, you know, they're taking a tickle. The real thing that got my goat is that I cannot do anything else, because they're the only, I tried to change the letting agents and it's been impossible. There's just nobody there who's able to take up the mantle. So, beaten to the punch. They're off the job now, and thankfully off the job, because not just the fact that nothing was getting done, but it was the fact that the tenant's 89 years old, and just trying to get the place in a ship-shape condition so that she enjoys living there, it's just been one issue after the next. So in many respects, I'm quite happy that I'm taking it back on. We'll need to just find out how we're going to be able to get down there. I need to get some tradesmen sorted out. So if anybody knows any decent tradesmen in Campbelltown, in Lochgilphead or Tarbert, then that would be absolutely fantastic. If you could send me details, just email them to me, Jonathan@bricksandmortarmortgages.co.uk. That's Jonathan@bricksandmortarmortgages.co.uk. I'd be really, really pleased in terms of that. The agent that I'm using in Glasgow, Nick Ponty, he's been absolutely wonderful. I've got one flat on with him, with my limited company, Buy to Let. Arc Properties is Nick Ponty's company, and he's been absolutely wonderful. Completely transparent, tells you what's happening, gives you your your rent when it's paid. And I couldn't be happier with Nick. So listen, hats off to Nick. I know he does the Scottish Property Podcast, and was in fact one of my earliest. I think if you go scroll back, you probably get to listen to Nick Ponty, I think maybe 2-3 years ago. Would he have been on? He would have been in the first 10 anyway, podcasts. So he's doing really well. I don't quite know how many listeners he gets there at the Scottish Property Podcast, but it's a good show. I've been on once, and he does a good show there. And you should certainly listen to it. I do a speaking gig at the seminar. So Nick organises a seminar with Joe Green, and we've got an estate agent. I do the mortgage stuff. We've got an accountant, and obviously Nick does the letting side of things. And it's the first Wednesday. Yeah, first Wednesday of every month, and we're at the Village Hotel. So if you want to come along to that, then it's a great venue. It's a great night, couple of hours. We start at about 7 o'clock, and we all do market appraisals as to what's happening in the market for our individual sectors. And then there's an element of networking, and it's just, you know what, it's like-minded people who are just wanting to encourage one another. There's no soft sell. There's not Nick Ponty at the back of the room with a credit card machine trying to sell course after course. There's nothing like that at all. It's all very much straightforward. And Nick, he shoots from the hip, and it's good fun, good fun. So if you've got a spare couple of hours, then come and pop along to that. It really is good fun. So listen, we've been going about 20 minutes. I'm going to wrap up just with an update as to where we're at with the office, and then tell you what's happening with number one and number two. So the office, it's gone pretty well, I have to say. As you will no doubt be aware, we're out in Crow Road, and we've been there. I think this is our 6th year now. It's Bricks and Mortar Mortgages. And last year, we turned over, 2022, I think, we turned over 227,000. And then 2023 was not as good. I think it was 223 that we turned over. And I think I was certainly pleased in terms of being able to keep that revenue at that kind of level, because I think a lot of brokers were beginning to struggle a little bit, because I think for a lot of the time last year, there was certainly the market had dipped significantly. I know from the buy to let side of things, we weren't as busy and there weren't as many purchases coming through. So I think a lot of brokers had to rely upon their back book. And that's something that, you know, we're pretty good at doing, is keeping in touch with clients and making sure that 6 months before the end of their 2 or 5 year deal, we go back to them and talk them through a product transfer or look at what's best on market. And so to actually keep it quite close to what we did in 2022, I was pretty pleased with. We're trying to get a little bit more of a focus in terms of the mortgage protection. It's something, I guess, brutally, we've probably been playing at and had been concentrating too much in terms of the mortgage side of things. But it's vital that you need to make sure that the mortgage that you're selling is protected. And insurance, listen, it's not for everybody. There are circumstances where you might not need it, but there's certainly as many circumstances where you'd be absolutely nuts not just to get a life insurance policy. So we've been concentrating on that. And I think although the mortgage income probably slipped a little in 2023, the fact that we did a little bit more of the mortgage protection had probably helped us out. A lot of our work comes from referrals. So we don't generally get much from any estate agents. A lot of the stuff is word of mouth. And of course, where we're at, There's 30-odd thousand cars that go up and down towards the Clyde Tunnel. So they're passing our shop. And really, what I say to the girls is that every car is a potential client. They might not need a mortgage at the time that they're passing us, but at some point they will. And if they can remember us at that stage, then, you know, we've got a chance of getting some business. So word of mouth, you know, cars, location is great. We've got the website. We do a blog every week, or try to get it out every week. And the blog's entitled, Can I Get a Mortgage If? And we ask a question about mortgages. So things like, can I get a mortgage if I've got a default? Can I get a mortgage if my parents pay the deposit? Can I get a mortgage and not own the property? Can I get a mortgage? Just it's questions that we get asked on a regular basis. And what we do is we flip that into a bit of a blog. I do a 2.5 minute piece to camera and we answer that question. So that's on the website. We upload that to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we've been dabbling with TikTok as well. Looking to try and speak to solicitors firms and accountancy firms, not to get specific business off of them, but actually to help their employees. So if you know any solicitors in large legal firms or accountants in large legal firms, I really would like to try and speak to somebody there just to see if we can speak to their staff and see how we can help them get their foot on the mortgage ladder. Finally, have a listen to James Sinclair Business Podcast. If you run a business, if you are at all interested in business, then it's a wonderful, wonderful podcast. And James Sinclair, he takes you through what you should and you shouldn't be doing in terms of marketing a business. The script of the show is very much he gets business owners coming onto his show with problems and he tries to solve them. He's quite engaging. He's now got a video channel as well. And in fact, I was on his show about 6 months ago. Personally, I didn't. The audio was all wrong. I've not listened to it because I just didn't think I came across very well. But I must try and get to listen to it. Anyway, James Sinclair. Other than the one that I did, the other ones are absolutely top notch, and it's certainly well worth a listen. That's James Sinclair Business Podcast. Finally, gonna wrap this up. Where do we leave you about number one and number two? Well, number one, she had a year in Spain and had come back and had gone back up to uni up in Aberdeen. She's studying Spanish and economics and is doing well, enjoying her hockey. We actually saw her playing a game against Stirling in the pouring rain a fortnight ago. Yeah, she's in good form, had a super time in Spain. Those of you who know about languages and doing those at uni, you'll know that they kick them out for a year. Generally, it's in third year, and they tell them to go to, in Amy's instance, a Spanish-speaking country, and they go out there and they speak Spanish for a year, and then they come back. Doesn't count. Well, it counts towards their degree, but it's not a year in terms of the degree. So it means that she left in second year, and then she's now going into third year. So she's doing well. Number two, she's out in the States. She managed, I don't know if we maybe had alluded to this, but she managed to get a hockey scholarship out in the States at Richmond, University of Richmond. So she's doing well out there. She's doing a sort of pseudo type law degree. They don't actually do law degrees as an undergraduate. They'll do that postgraduate. So she's doing legal studies there, but like, having a ball, and it's a great excuse for us to go over to the States. So, in fact, we're going over there in a couple of weeks' time. So looking forward to that catch up with her. And that's pretty much it. As I say, I'm going to try and get to do these a bit more regularly. Next one, I think I'll talk to you about Gardiner Street and tell you how we got on there. And because there's, as ever, there's a bit of a backstory. So I'm going to sign off. As you know, it's Bricks and Mortar Mortgages. And I'm a mortgage broker. I'm not your mortgage broker. So whilst I'm pretty sure my facts here, go and do your own research. And if you would rather stick pins in your eyes than go and do that research, then give me a call. We act for the can't be arsed, the tried and failed, and the haven't a clue. So if you fall into those categories, then lift the phone. Delighted to see what I can do. See you next week, eh?